We're recording.
And we're recording.
Okay. Hello.
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 Hi, Christian.
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Are you ready?
I don't have the agenda. What?
No agenda. Just conversation.
Okay.
Names for the record?
Christian Bryant.
Ian Davey.
Kim
McCarty.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Kim McCarty.
Stacey Jeffries.
Misha Jones.
Andres Oswald. Cool.
All right.
So the first thing I had was just congratulations. You made it through the last meeting. And with that, got positions from everyone on the commission on screening criteria and security deposits. And I think that's a big deal. I think it's important to recognize that we spent a substantial amount of time at our last executive committee meeting trying to make sure that everyone felt prepared, like we had a good approach to it. And at the very least, the meeting ran on time and people felt comfortable with what they were being asked to do. So well done.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Any other debrief we should do on it? I think it was good as well. So I'm just opening the door. I don't have anything necessarily. Did you hear anything?
I'm in no position to debrief. I mean, I could tell you what I was doing that day, but I don't think it's going to be pertinent to what we're supposed to be talking about.
We can debrief at 3 on that.
There you go.
I don't have any things to debrief on. It seemed good.
Okay. Cool. Great.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe either of you know. Is there any update on PHAC's ask for advisory body members to sit on the budget process?
I think
that's a math thing. But it came up at the last executive committee meeting, and so I'm going to assume that it might still be pending, where they were interested in having members from their other advisory bodies of the Housing Bureau send one representative to meet as part of the Budget Advisory Committee, which is PHAC plus. And the idea was that they'd be meeting multiple times in December and January to prepare for the budget process. And for this month's RSC meeting, we're scheduled to talk about the budget as well. But at the last meeting, there was kind of discussion about who exact thought they should send for the RSC, if that's still something that is needed.
And so can you remind us, there was the beginning of the budget conversation that Matt presented last time. This is part of a bigger new-ish process within the city. And is that why this group exists, because of that new process, or has it traditionally always existed?
No, I think the city has, as part of its standard practice, bureaus have advisory committees for the budget. And traditionally, the Housing Bureau has used the Housing Advisory Commission to double as its budget advisory group. And it seems like this year they felt with the number of other advisory bodies that they were interested in having one member from each of those bodies join them on an ongoing basis, so it wouldn't just be PHAC, but it would also be PHAC plus one representative from each advisory body.
One, okay.
So what are you asking of us today? Our opinion on that, or
yes,
our opinion on who we should send?
The second one.
The second, who we should send. Got it.
Do either of you
know about whether or not they want one or two, because our perspective is a little unique in that we have both landlord advocates and tenant advocates, and I would imagine there wouldn't be much trust to send just one.
I have no specific information on this ask, and so I am taking this as a, assuming they're still asking for people, whoever you send is who I would pass along. And so you're welcome to send two people. And see what happens.
On that, are they, what's the word for it? Ex officio, I don't know. The word that basically means they're there, they participate in the meetings, but they don't officially vote on things. A lot of times the representatives from other committees would be in that position.
That is typically what happens. I'm not sure if that's what is happening in this situation.
I don't know that I necessarily have a strong opinion one way or the other. How do you feel about it?
Well, at the outset, would either or both of you two want to do it?
I could. I was more thinking you, because you're closer to neutral.
I was implicit in that question was not wanting to do it.
I know.
Yeah, but that is true. You are kind of neutral.
It's exhausting being kind of neutral.
I mean, I would be okay doing it. I have the time if I needed to make time for it. But I don't necessarily have a big drive to dive in there and add one more committee, especially one that is involved reviewing budgets, to my plate either.
It's interesting. Would love to help, but that's a lot.
See, you include the word budget on a committee. We know what that means.
What would you say, Katrina? That's a long something, but you'd love to do it?
I'll be honest and say I don't feel comfortable going as the only person simply because, you know, obviously we lean toward one side, and I don't want to create a scenario where the renter services members of the Renter Services Commission can't trust it would just seem weird. So I advocate for either sending someone who's neutral like you or sending one person who is a tenant advocate and one person who is a landlord advocate.
Who else do we have on the committee, not the executive committee, that would be more neutral than necessarily strong one way or the other? I feel like we have at least one or two others.
As Laura?
It doesn't necessarily have to be
Alan or Laura. Those are the two that came to mind for me.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, we were just saying, is there anyone else who's, you know, less polarized? And we were thinking, I had thought Alan or Laura, Alan Hines or Laura Galina de Lovato. I'd be fine asking either of them. We could also ask two people to do it. I just don't think that I'll...
It's up to the committee on whether they're willing to have two.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if given our reasoning, there's probably a good chance they would say yes, especially if they're non-voting. But we'd have to find out from them first before really going down that path.
Folks comfortable asking Laura?
Could be fine, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay. Sounds good. The next thing I had was to sort through the agenda for the upcoming meeting and then see if there's anything past the upcoming meeting that you want to talk about. So for the upcoming meeting, we have given public notice for the meeting to discuss the rental services budget and rental registration. For the budget, Matt is hoping to have a budget package for the rental services office, at least a preliminary one, if the timeline works out. And so he was thinking of presenting that with question and answer for around 30 minutes. And then for rental registration, Kim and I are going to be working to prepare a comparative analysis to present on what other jurisdictions are doing and what their rental registration systems look like as a setup for a longer conversation on what a phase two rental registration looks like, because right now we're still working with phase one, which is a very preliminary list of addresses and nothing else. And so we were estimating that the rental registration presentation wouldn't take longer than an hour with question and answer.
Okay.
So rental registration, okay, can we pause on that and go back real quick to the budget?
Yep.
Because I think rental registration is a bigger one. Any decision points on budget?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so do you know how long Matt's presentation will be?
No, he just said he could do everything in 30 minutes.
Okay, and is it a deeper dive than what he gave the other day?
That's my understanding. It was, I think, what he was talking about was doing a more specific presentation on what the Bureau's budget ask is this year for rental services.
Okay. Do you have any other thoughts, given your position with regard to rental services, about what you or the department would want to hear from us?
I have to think about that for a second.
Sure.
Thank
well,
you for
you
that
had,
opening now.
You had said presentation, questions and answers, and there probably won't be decision points. So if it's just informational, then I don't think we need to dive too deep. But.
Yeah, that was my understanding. I think the thought was Matt wanted to put the budget in front of the Rental Services Commission before it was submitted, and so it would function as an opportunity for the commission to give input and feedback to what the Bureau was thinking about asking for rental services.
Katrina, are we talking loudly enough?
Not really. I think I caught... Nope.
Good catch.
Okay. Well, just Matt's presenting the budget. We have question and answer period for a half hour, but we're not being asked to necessarily give, decisions or anything. Which is consistent with our mandate, generally.
Okay.
This would be kind of our one chance if we did feel one strong as a commission, or even divided as we're able to, that, hey, we would like to see maybe a budget that looks like this,
mm-hmm.
as, you know, us officially, you know, not necessarily officially, but giving our opinions on.
Yes.
So, I mean, during the discussion period, there could be something that might come up if we do feel maybe we should recommend something a bit different that might culminate in some sort of an actual action item or something, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't anticipate that's the case. There's definitely much smarter people than at least me, for sure, that put those budgets together. But if there is, I mean, there could be some sort of action item to come out of it, depending on how we feel about it.
Okay, so Katrina, before we go back to rental registration, did you have any other anything else on the rental services budget?
No.
Okay.
And you know, it's a little complicated because we're a contractor for in the rental services budget, so I my best to let others steer the conversation around
right.
the budget.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm remembering back to the conflict of interest presentation, right. you and a family member aren't direct recipients, so you don't even necessarily need to disclose under the law, at least, but it's good to know.
So it's always better to be safe than sorry, just in case.
I mean, many of us are probably indirect recipients.
I mean, I don't think, you know, you need to go as far as actually, you know, not participating. Probably smart, just the beginning of the meeting, just say, FYI, if you guys didn't know.
Intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I interrupted you on the rental registration, so.
I don't think I said anything yet.
I think you had started.
Okay.
Really,
so, for rental registration, what we're thinking is we've in the past done a quick glance of what other jurisdictions have done for rental registration systems, what their fees are, what the funding goes towards, so like what auxiliary programs they have attached to it. And so we were thinking of diving a little bit deeper on that and then bringing it to all of you, because I don't think we've had a chance to do that yet, and using that as groundwork, because the commission is expected to engage much more fully on what the future of rental registration looks like in Portland. And so to use it as kind of a information session to get everyone on similar background information, please.
So maybe the first meeting then would just be focused on getting us caught up.
Right.
So like there's a series of questions that Christian and Ian, we can develop just to get a sense of what's happened so far. So basically, like, who did you contact? What jurisdictions? What are the estimates for how much it's going to cost? You know, what did Bureau of Technology say? Those kinds of things. Is it going to be our, you know, what's happened so far? How much is it allocated to it? That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it was interesting, Andres, you said something about fees, funding, oh right, how the funding could be allocated to sort of auxiliary services. So I guess a big question I would have is how much of an expectation is there of that? I mean, that would be great to provide services, but administratively it will be, it will cost something to manage and sustain.
Yeah, and so there's already an overhead cost starting to be built in. Okay. There are, in this budget cycle, 3 positions at the revenue division that will be doing technical support in phase 1, which is just the business license addendum. And so when council passed the resolution for rental registration, they allowed for those 3 positions to be set up and committed to making a one-time funding of them. But the mayor's office expressed, and I think it's the mayor's office, not all of council, that they were making one-time funding because they expected that in the future those costs would be covered by the rental registration program. And that included the support positions for the program, as well as potentially positions at the Housing Bureau, I believe, who play in a support role, and the higher level of contract funding in rental services that is currently in this past fiscal year's budget.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is that the rental registration system and the revenue generated from it would pick up some existing staff and contract money. And at that point, there could potentially be additions to what it was covering.
Okay. So if I'm thinking around the room, you know, let me use an example. So, you know, we could talk about prioritizing the money for something that everyone in the room is going to agree on, such as, I don't know, rental assistance, or, you know, because there's an equal jurisdiction for that. I'm sorry, constituency for that. I mean, the money eventually flows to owners and it assists tenants. But I could see the conversation being more controversial around enforcement, or, you know, something else that, or specific landlord supports that, you know, the tenant community might not focus on. So do you have a sense, just so we know, of at least where the thought is around, or is it just too early to even know that?
Yeah, I don't think there's been any serious conversation about what additional funding beyond maintaining existing levels of funding would go for.
Okay.
I think that it's been acknowledged that it's possible to raise funds more than our current costs, and then that would go to something. But there has been no conversation on what specific things that could go to.
Okay.
So, would you say that our task for today is to develop a work plan for how this conversation is going to go based off of what we did previously? Or do you want us to give some questions that may come up for the upcoming meeting, or questions that we may have in anticipation to frame our first discussion, and then let the entire community decide what the work plan will look like? Christian or Ian or Andres, what do you think?
I think guidance on what you would like in the presentation is always welcome and encouraged. I think it would also be helpful to develop a work plan, because at this point we have kind of reached the end of our existing work plan. And I think with rental registration, there is more leeway to It is a project that the Housing Bureau is working on directly. It is something that is squarely within the jurisdiction of the Rental Services Commission, and outside of timelines dictated by how long it takes to print or how long it takes to set up a system or budget cycles, there isn't a hard timeline we're working with. And so there's a little bit more flexibility to pace and decide what components are more important to spend more time on.
I think that's the first time in a year you've said those words.
I anticipate that the next... I anticipate the next year of the Rental Services Commission is going to look very different than the first year.
I don't know how we'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, I look at, I mean, the registration, I don't know how much time it'll take up initially, but I imagine long run this will probably be something we come back to as, you know, there's ideas in the future of, oh, wait, looks like we've got a deficit here, we should also be providing this service or whatever. As of initially, though, I mean, obviously, I think the biggest question mark is going to be that discussion of how much money is needed, what's going to be used for, which then, of course, will translate into some form of, fee or tax or whatever. The other discussion that I know was brought up when we talked about it before was that talking about, like, actually what data do we want to collect, mm-hmm. right? So I would hope between, I don't know if there's enough time, maybe there is or isn't, might be something for maybe that discussion happens the next meeting or something. But, like, a big question I think we had that I don't think anyone on the committee can really answer, Liam might be able to, but is where is that line between data we can collect versus not? Like, for instance, landlords definitely would be very scared because of everything that we've been told to start collecting actual, like, demographic data mm-hmm. and passing that on. Doesn't mean you guys couldn't get it directly from the tenant, I would assume, but so if, I don't know, if we could have that kind of, some sort of guidance from city council, or city legal council, where that line might be, mm-hmm. just as part of that discussion.
Yeah, so we definitely plan on having a discussion about what fields of data we're collecting, mm-hmm. And as part of that conversation, we can come with the guidance we've received from the city attorney on what we can and can't do. Something to note is that the current city attorney who's working on with the Housing Bureau, especially on landlord-tenant policy, is transitioning to a new position at the Department of Justice, the Oregon Department of Justice, and so we may have a bit of a lag and a backlog of getting a response back, but I think by the time of the following meeting, we can probably have something.
So maybe in this meeting, we focus on the money side of things?
Yeah, well,
that's concerned, or well, what are you thinking?
So I feel like there's a million different ways to do this. Yeah. I think here are some questions that come to mind when I think about how we want to structure the work plan. So who did you consult, what jurisdictions, what are the estimates for how much it's going to cost, and in what bureaus? Ian, your question is, how much of an expectation is there for that money to provide services as opposed to providing administrative support? What bureaus would be involved? What data the mayor want to capture? What data do we want to capture? What do other jurisdictions' policies look like? What is the anticipated timeline or desired timeline for rollout? How much information will be used? How it will be used? I think we can structure all of those questions in a way that allows us to kind of follow the same pattern we used previously, which is get as much information as possible from the Bureau, hear about what other jurisdictions do. The next several meetings are focused on what information the Commission wants to talk about, getting to the fields, getting to what data is going to be collected, how it's going to be used, getting into the more contentious issues that you were mentioning, Ian, and then moving to a place in the following meetings of, like, trying to shape what that looks like, what participation will look like, and what implementation would look like. Because otherwise, it could just go a million different directions.
have a question for you guys, Katrina.
Yeah.
In the next couple of meetings, since we're talking about the budget, will there be a desire to just look at the rental services system as a whole? You know, sort of what are your expectations of what might, number one, just understanding the landscape, you know, sort of a mutual understanding of what's happening in the market, what's happening to renters in terms of access, and then asking ourselves what should our response be, and then from there going to what are the tools that we have to respond, you know, the budget, potential fees or taxes from rental registration. I'm just curious if that's an approach that would be helpful, or is that going too broad?
Well, I think you're right. Your hunch is right. The first, and as we've discussed, like the first few meetings talking about this is going to be super broad. I think it's incumbent upon us, Ian and Christian, to try to narrow that conversation as we get through the work plan to get to a final product, which my understanding would be, and let me know if I'm wrong, Andre, but perspective on how the rental services, the rental registration program would work from industry experts, perspective on its potential impact, both positive and negative, and recommendations as to how to roll it out in the best way possible. Is that right?
Yeah, I think in this way it's surprisingly similar to screening criteria and security deposits, where you will be engaged for a lengthy period of time and have the opportunity to provide ongoing feedback that will change the proposal as it's developed, and then at some point in time it's believable that you'd be asked to produce a letter to council, either emphasizing things that weren't included, emphasizing things that were included, or any other message you'd really want to send along.
Right. So do we feel comfortable maybe moving in these last 20 minutes talking about a rough sketch of what a work plan would look like?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do we want to try to focus on, like a 5-month work plan?
Well, it sounds like we have an elongated timeline, so maybe 9 months?
That seems long, but I guess when I meant said 5 months, I meant to like to sort of just go over different issue buckets, and I expected there might be a couple other months beyond that that was just sort of the procedural, you know, decision-making piece, which we saw with screening criteria and security deposits, where, like, we talked about. So I guess what I was thinking is we have, like, overview, revenue, data. Each of these is a month. Services provided, I don't know, like administration, and then we have two different months where we kind of go through the end of the process we did with the last two topics, where it's like you just ask a bunch of questions in one, and then the next one you get to decisions. That's really rough and might have missed a bunch of stuff, but I just wanted to like throw something out to start with.
So like maybe two meetings are focused on overview, history, and best practices, so we can hear about what other jurisdictions have done, what other jurisdictions city has contacted, and what the city of Portland is hoping to accomplish. The next meeting would be focused on revenue, how much money is necessary to make, how much money is needed to make sure it's pulled off correctly.
Or how much is expected, I mean.
Right, how much is expected. And then the next meeting is focused on what data do we want to capture, what data do we want to capture, what data do we recommend, and then service. I think after data, or maybe even prior to data, there should be a portion talking about requirement. Well, no, after data. So like, you know, what's going to be required of somebody who has to give the information, what's going to be required of somebody requesting the information. I imagine that would take at least 2 to 3 meetings, because that would probably be contentious.
I would encourage you to switch data and revenue, because something that's already come out in early conversations is anything beyond phase one rental registration would require the city to adopt a new database and storage system, and likely mean moving it out of revenue. Revenue is playing a perfunctory role because they do taxes, but they have no role or interest in collecting more detailed information about rental units. And so if, as we talk about a more robust database, that would have to move somewhere and be created or purchased. And as the Bureau has started to look at what systems are out there, they vary wildly at what they're good at. And so depending on what we're trying to accomplish, the price tag will look really different.
Okay. So maybe I think in that case we should probably move revenue after requirements too, because you're going to need information about, like,
yeah, I was kind of
data
thinking that should be towards the end. Do we have how long is it funded as it sits? Like, I mean, if it ends up taking as long as Ian and Katrina are talking months-wise, do we, at what point, if we did kick the revenue or dollar discussion, budget discussion of, you know, okay, it's going to cost this much, so this is how we're going to, you know, come up with that or whatever, towards the end, at what point do we say, okay, we're taking too long because it's going to be, we need, you know, to council to have long enough to add it to their budget discussions and whatnot.
That's still unclear to us, because it's not just a question of how long budgets, council's budget process would be, but also if we're talking about implementing a new system, just like the technical side of it alone will be long. And so I don't know right now what the roll up period for that would be, and I think that what I'm getting from this conversation is that either in the overview or shortly after, it's a priority for us to develop a rough timeline so we can have a better sense of how much time are we working with, and then when do we have to make what decisions in order to meet our deadlines.
So for how, based on the current one-time funding, when does that run out with nothing changing about what's being spent right now?
So it was, one-time funding is allocated on a yearly basis, and so we have funding in the current fiscal year, and in the following fiscal year, I think our plan is to ask for one-time funding again. Council waived any registration fee and penalties in the first year, so the current tax year we're in, there are no fees and penalties. Moving forward, there could be fees and penalties, but that hasn't been decided yet.
Okay.
So another way of...
So we'd have until the end of June, technically, without another approval of another one-time funding, right?
Right, right. This money would take us through June with the current staffing. We're making a proposal that we maintain the current staffing and funding for this program. You have to remember that if we do have a fee, that communication would have to happen by January, and there would have to be approval by council prior to that.
Even if we beat the June deadline, you're still going to have to ask for more, another one-time funding at the very least, until the next year when people start registering and paying that dollar amount and the money actually appears in the accounts. Yeah. Okay.
Katrina?
So that's 7 months?
Yes.
Go ahead. You were going to say something.
Oh no, I was just going to try to outline all of the meetings that we needed. This is what I have so far: overview, history, and best practices, which will probably take 2 meetings. Data and purpose, 1 to 2 meetings. Requirements for entry. Requirements for getting information, that'll probably be contentious, so 2 to 3. Enforcement, 1 to 2 meetings, more than likely 2, maybe even 3. Revenue, at least 1. And then public production and use of reporting, basically, like how the information would be used, would probably be 1 meeting.
I see the revenue discussion being probably more contentious than some of the other ones, just because it relates to, you know, charging a group of the city to pay for that one, this one thing. So I would imagine it's not going to be a quick one meeting discussion where it's, well, it costs this much divided by this many units in the city, so that's just what we're all going to say it is. I have a feeling that that's going to be probably the more contentious discussion.
So we're looking at our about 12 to 14 meetings.
Job security,
so
people.
Here,
I'm gonna hold on to these volunteer jobs forever.
Here's where I'm trying to work backwards based on Kim's comment, which is that, you know, if we need something in January, that's basically a notice if we're going to be charging something or have a fee.
Yeah.
So that needs to happen by January, which means we probably need to be done by August, so council has a few months to think about it and do something.
And you're saying January of 2020, not January of 2019, not next month.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I was going to say, what?
So I mean, we would need to be done early enough for council to think about it and, you know, do hearings and testimony and everything.
So you should probably attempt to stick to a 9-month.
That's what I mean. I was thinking we should try to get to August. Yeah, 9 months from now, 8 or 9 months. No, I guess December is the first month. So yeah, nine months.
So then maybe for the more contentious items, like revenue enforcement and requirements, we can do kind of what we did in screening criteria and stock a month of with two meetings or something.
Could be, yeah.
I think you can definitely overlap topics where each topic doesn't have to be a standalone meeting necessarily. As long as you have clarity on what you want to be talking about, we can, because as we get closer, obviously, we'll have better sense of this is how much content we have to talk about, this is how long discussion's taking, and we can adjust things. And so I think what might be most helpful is deciding on the topics you want, deciding the order, and then there will be a lot of prioritizing as we go, where we adjust. But I think the order and what components you want is the priority.
And so just to jump ahead a little bit, what I'd like to do then is, as you do the overview in the next meeting, you know, have each of these buckets with some tangibles underneath it so people understand what the components and maybe the tension points of that conversation is. And if that's 6 big buckets or 8 big buckets, I don't know. I guess we are setting the work plan, but we know that it's going to need to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
So I want the whole group to be ready for the breadth of this conversation, because just as we've talked about it in the past, you know, 45 minutes, we've broadened it, right? And so when you just say rental registration, it doesn't give a sense of everything. I mean, this group has thought about it. I'm assuming that the whole group has thought about it too, but I don't want to say 9 minutes, they're all going to be like, I mean, 9 meetings, they're going to be like, what? That's forever. Because
maybe we keep that long-term schedule to ourselves.
I do think it's important, though, to let everyone know that they have space.
No, and let them know that we're planning on, now that we officially have much looser time constraints in regards to deadlines,
so
you know, we're
frenetic.
Going to try and make it to where we're not, you know, doubling up meetings in months, and we're not, you know, getting stressed about the time and making sure we're scheduling spreading it out for their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to digest.
Okay, so Andres, do you feel like you have those buckets captured?
I think so. I'm putting it together as we talk.
Overview, history, best practices, purpose, and data. I think those two have to be tied together.
Mm-hmm.
Requirements for input, requirements for output, enforcement, revenue, and then production and use or reporting or something.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I mean, the other thing, we're talking about the city of Portland here, and we know that it doesn't operate in a vacuum. So maybe this is when we're talking about data or the actual system, we should talk about the county and whether it makes sense to and how it makes sense to merge or...
Yes.
You know.
Agreed. Because Metro's doing the same thing. I just talked to somebody at Metro and they're getting ready to do a rental registration process too, so...
Oh, great.
Yeah. How fun.
Christian's like, this is going to be some fun conversations.
Like I said, we've got very good volunteer job security. No one's dissolving us this year.
As long as there are peanuts and cashews.
Got stuff to talk about.
As long as there are peanuts and cashews, I don't consider it totally volunteer.
Fair enough.
Cashews.
All right, so how do we feel in kind of what we've loosely given you so far, Andres? I mean, it sounds like at the very least, we're pretty solid on what we're going to talk about for the next two meetings, right? And then depending on how that goes, depending on how the conversations go, that may change how much time we dedicate to stuff. But it seems like we have at least a decent draft of a outline, right? Mm-hmm. Or timeline, I should say.
And we'll have public comment for all these meetings?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Some other things to keep on the horizon is at some point we're going to have to update our bylaws. We had something in there that was in the code where the RSC will have 7 to 13 members, but the city's going through a process of making all of the advisory bodies have uniform bylaws, and they have notified us that we cannot have a range of membership, so we will have to change to a specific number of members that will be on an ongoing basis. But then also, our practices as a commission aren't exactly what we laid out in the bylaws, and so we'll just correct it to what we're doing if that's what the bylaws committee wants to do. So keep that in mind, that that will come before the commission on the agenda at some point in time. And also, Shannon has committed that any changes to rental registration will come to the Rental Services Commission. And so when we begin permanent rulemaking for relocation assistance, that will come to you all as an update at the least.
You said changes to rental registration?
I always do that, relocation assistance.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you for catching that.
No. You're welcome. But I'm trying to remember where we are on that, because there were some, at least there was the affordable housing piece exemption that was being discussed, but there will be others?
There are no changes to the code, but the Housing Bureau is tasked with developing administrative rules to implement it.
Oh, of course, right.
And so that's all of the stuff on how to apply for an exemption.
Right.
And we've been operating under interim rules and have to do a permanent rulemaking process at some point. So we're in the works of putting that together, but it has gotten caught in the backlog as our city attorney is switching out. So
at some point we'll
at
have
some
to
point,
split the meetings. Well, get to have a couple topics.
Yeah, diverse public testimony, it's great. Okay.
All right. Anything else from us?
That's all I have.
All right. You good, Katrina?
Wow. Nope, we finished on time. That's cool.
We have a public member. No, nothing. No questions.
No, I'm just taking it all in.
Yeah. All right. Cool. We're adjourned. Done and done.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Katrina.
Thank you.